Marriage Line. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of a young married couple, with Richard Byers as George Starling and Prunella Scales as his wife, Kate. There's a lot of things you learn when you're having a baby. I mean, when your wife's having a baby. I think one of the biggest ones is you can read all the baby books you want and listen to all the stories that other parents tell you, but when it comes down to it, there's only one person really making the running in a pregnancy, and that's Junior. And ours had decided not to run at all. His time was up. He should have been around a week ago. But he didn't care what it said in the books. If he wanted to wait for the warmer weather, then he was going to wait. Which doesn't make for an easy time for anyone. Well, I know it's worse for the wife, but Dad gets a bit impatient, too. Well, it seemed ages since we'd done anything or gone anywhere, so I thought a fairly social evening might cheer everyone up.
Hello?
Oh, may I speak to Dr. Bennett, please?
He's holding evening surgery at the moment, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, this is Mrs. Starling.
Yes, Mrs. Starling?
Well, just that my baby's a week late and I think I had a twinge.
You think?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, if it was indigestion, it went very quickly.
Just the one?
What?
Twinge.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'll certainly get Dr. Bennett to ring you, Mrs. Starling.
You don't sound very hopeful.
Well, I'm only the doctor's receptionist, but I'd certainly say that one twinge didn't make a summer. To coin a phrase.
Yes, well, I'll look forward to hearing from Dr. Bennett.
Yes, Mrs. Starling.
Goodbye.
Hello, darling.
Hello, George.
Oh, still just the two of us, is it?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing? Waiting for the warmer weather?
Darling, I'm getting a little tired of that joke.
Sorry, darling. Two bits of news.
What?
One, Arthur's cat had quads. He gave me and Dennis a cigar each. He said he was fed up waiting for me to give him one. Very kind of him, really, considering we had a bet on about who'd deliver first, you or Chibbles, and he backed you.
You see, what was the other bit of news?
Well, it looks like being quite a social evening, darling. Miles rang up, you see, to find out if he was still doing your balloon act, and I said yes, he were. He said, why not come round to his flat warming? You know, he's just taking this new place. So I said, fine, the spot of the old twisting and shouting might hurry things along.
Thank you very much.
No, listen. I was on the phone to Miles when Mr. Hopkins came into the office, you know, the head of my department. But when I rang off, he said something about what a social life we younger people led. No wonder our work left a bit to be desired. And I thought, how do you get out of this one? So I asked him round here.
What? When?
Any evening he liked.
Oh, I thought you meant tonight.
Yes, well, actually, I meant the evening he liked.
George!
Well, he's for a quick one. You see, he and his wife are on their way to a dinner do just around the corner from here. They might be here in a minute, so you'd better get that apron off.
George, you might have rung me.
Oh, no, I know what it is you'd get into. You'd probably whizzed out and had your hair done or bought a new frock. I'm just popping in for a quick one. I mean, they won't be here, but we can get changed and totter off to Miles. It's ages since we did anything.
Look, a terrible sight.
You look lovely, Dinah. Don't you run a comb through your hair, you look lovely. Now, good Lord, they'll only be here for half an hour. They won't have time to give you a military inspection. Oh, by the way, now look, the only thing is, for heaven's sake, keep off the subject of babies. He's got six children of his own. He hates all of them.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't wear a corset.
No. He knows you're expecting, naturally, but he's always saying things like, if you young fathers knew the trouble you were letting yourselves in for, you wait till the novelty's worn off and all that sort of thing, you know.
He sounds charming.
Darling, he's the head of the department. A drop of the old alcoholic lubrication might work wonders when somebody at the top drops dead and everybody moves up one.
Ah!
There they are. Come on, darling, get your skates off.
It's unfair of him, not that. Oh, George. George, I think I just had a twinge. George.
Ah, come in, sir.
Good evening.
I don't think you know my wife, Starling.
No, I don't, sir. How do you do, Mrs. Hopkins? I can't tell you how pleased my wife and I are that you could come.
Well, I hope we're not interrupting anything. If she wasn't expecting guests, we're rather a shock.
Shock? Good heavens, it made her evening. darling, Mr. and Mrs. Hopkins are here. Last minute titivate, you know what they're like. Do come through.
Oh, what a charming room.
Do you like it? Well, it's through the good offices of your husband that we're able to afford it. Before we go any further, what will you have to drink?
Well, I'd like a pink gin, if I may.
You may, Mrs. Hopkins, and you shall. And you, sir?
A medium sherry, I think. Thank you, Starling.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Oh, and by the way, I'm expecting a call from Amsterdam sometime this evening. I was having it rerouted from home to the place they're going on to, but I left your number at home as well, just in case you came early. I don't like mixing business with pleasure. But the call's been due all day, and as I know you realize, darling, it's a very important one.
Well, yes, indeed, sir. Quite frankly, I shall be very honored if big business happens to be transacted in my small home. Oh, hi. Yes, here's my wife, sir. Darling, may I introduce Mr. and Mrs. Hopkins?
How do you go?
What do you have, darling? Your usual squash and soda?
Oh, that sounds very dull.
Yes, well, it's because I never did drink very much, did I?
No, she didn't, you know. She didn't.
All the more for father. I mean, my husband. I mean, George.
Well, I drank a lot of stout during my pregnancy. Did your doctor recommend that, Mrs. Darling?
No, he didn't.
Here we are, darling. You all right, sir?
Splendid, thank you, yeah.
Good. Right, well, something for the barman, eh?
This is your first pregnancy, isn't it, Mrs. Darling?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Marjorie, we're not going to have a lot of baby talk, are we? I'm sure Mrs. Starling has quite enough of that.
Oh, yes.
Me too. Oh, I wonder if that's Amsterdam's up.
Okay, I'm nearest. Can I see?
Yes, please do. Mr. Hopkins is expecting an overseas call, darling.
Hopkins? Who? Oh, it's for you, Mrs. Starling.
Oh, thank you.
Don't make it one of your long ones, darling.
No.
I don't know what you'd have done before phones were invented. You spent all the time flinging carrier pigeons into the air, I expect.
Hello?
It's Dr. Bennett, Mrs. Starling.
Oh, hello, Dr. Bennett. Oh, just hang on a moment, will you?
Where are you going with the phone, darling?
What? Oh, just over here. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Wish Marjorie was a bit more like that. She natters away regardless.
Well, personally, I think it's highly suspicious.
What?
I don't think she wants to be overheard. Perhaps it's an old boyfriend.
Hello, Dr. Bennett.
Hello.
Sorry, I wanted to take you into the corner.
What?
Well, George has got some people here. They don't like baby talk.
Well, gracious. Well, how are you hiding your secret from them? Sitting behind a screen?
No, but it's the head of his department, you see. George has to kowtow a bit.
Now then, what's all this about a twinge?
Yes, I've had two today.
How far apart?
Well, about 10 minutes. Oh,
Another?
Yes.
Oh, we'd better whip you in, young lady.
Oh, dear.
What?
Well, you know, George's friend.
Better go in than produced in front of me.
Oh, yes.
We'll get on to the hospital straight away. Your father-in-law's paid for a private room, I hear.
Yes.
Lucky girl, right. Well, I'll see you there.
Thank you, Dr. Bennett. Yeah. So sorry.
Who was it, darling?
What?
Oh, all that whispering and taking the phone to the other end of the room. Mrs. Hopkins thinks old boyfriend's ringing up. Well, that's why I thought you ought to tell them who it was. Set their minds at rest. And mine. So who was it, darling?
That's right.
What?
An old boyfriend.
Ask an awkward question, darling. Okay, I wonder if I might have another sherry.
Oh, certainly, sir. Mrs. Hopkins?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
And all I can say, darling, if Amsterdam's been finding any difficulty getting through to me here, I'd know what to say, shouldn't I? They shouldn't try to come between a wife and an old boyfriend.
Well, I say, sir, I hope they weren't trying to get through, sir.
Well, no harm, they'll try again. Apparently your wife's making another call.
What?
Perhaps one boyfriend reminded her of another.
Yes. Well, it's only that if Amsterdam are trying...
Excuse me a moment, sir. Darling.
I'm sorry, George.
Look, this is a very important call that Mr. Hopkins is waiting for.
Hello, is that Princess Elizabeth Hospital? Oh, this is Mrs. Starling. My doctor suggested that I rang you.
Was that Dr. Bennett just now?
Well, the baby's a week overdue, so I thought... Yes, I have timed them. Yes. Well, that's what Dr. Bennett seemed to think.
How's your drink, sir?
Well, you only just filled it.
Oh, yes, sorry, I meant to ask your wife. Mrs. Hopkins, will you have a sherry?
Not after gin, thank you.
I meant gin, sorry.
Well, thank you, Mr. Thorne. Just a small one. And now I think we'll have to be on our way, don't you?
Oh, yes, but I'll have to ring the exchange first, won't I? Tell them to transfer the Amsterdam call to the Wilkinsons.
Here we are, sir.
Yes, well, if I might be allowed to use it for a moment.
If you wouldn't mind waiting, Mr. Hopkins, they're going to ring me back.
What?
It's the nursing home, you see.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that after Mr. and Mrs. Hopkins leave, darling. Just relax.
Are you all right, Mrs. Darling?
Well, I'm just going to pack, if you'll excuse me.
Pack?
Yes, I'm afraid it looks as if my baby's on its way and the hospital are checking on a room.
Oh, my dear, how silly.
Look, you carry on. Don't let me spoil the party.
Spoil it? That would have made it for me.
I'm so sorry, darling.
Don't be silly, darling. Anything I can...
No, thanks.
It's an awkward time, I'm afraid, sir.
It's always an awkward time, isn't it, Arnold? We've got six, Mr. Starling, and not one of them arrived without completely upsetting something terribly important that my husband had on.
Yes,
even yours are probably delayed his phone call.
Yes, well, I'm sure Mr. Hopkins doesn't want to be reminded of difficult days.
Difficult? Well, what are difficult for, may I ask? We poor mothers have our own small portion of... Well, I don't want to sound like a martyr, so shall I say, mild discomfort?
Oh, yes, yes, I mean, I didn't mean to suggest...
No, you're just the same as Arnold, I can tell. Each time he drove me to the hospital to have one of our six, it was the identical dialogue. Now, don't tell me they can't tell the time. How is it they always pick the early hours? And if they can tell the time...
Marjorie!
If they can tell the time, then why the devil don't they have the sense to get on the right side of us from the start by arriving at a reasonable hour? That was his theme for six historic journeys.
All right.
No, five. No, five. I had our last boy at home. He arrived a week early without any fuss at all or out about tea time. And when Arnold came back from the office, he accused the poor little soul of arriving early, deliberately, just to spoil our bridge evening.
Excuse me.
Oh, that might be actually absent, darling. If it is, tell him to ring later.
Well,
Be firm.
Right. Hello? Well, she's getting ready. Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Thanks very much. Yeah. Goodbye. That was a nursing home. They've got a room for her.
I should think so, too. Well, they imagined she was going to give birth in the lift.
If you don't mind me making one more quick call, sir, I'll organize a taxi.
You'll do no such thing. We shall give Mrs. Starling a lift, eh, Arnold?
Of course
we will.
Well, I've still got that call, Marjorie.
All right. Well, I'll give them a lift, and you can stay here and wait for Amsterdam.
Well, and then there's the Wilkinsons. We're supposed to be there at 7:30.
Well, I'm sure Mrs. Starling won't mind if you use his phone to ring them, so long as you leave fourpence. Mrs. Starling, the hospital's been on, your bed's ready, and I'm going to give you a lift.
Oh, that's very kind.
Not at all. And my husband's going to stay here and play with the telephone. I imagine your husband will be coming with us.
Well, I can't leave Mr. Hopkins.
Oh, nonsense. You must be with your wife at a time like this. Arnold will be all right. Would you like him to ring both your parents and say Mrs. Starling's gone in?
No, thank you. No.
Are you sure? Oh, you can start your supper, Mr. Starling.
No, really.
Come along, then. You tell me the way to the hospital, and I'll leave you both there and come back for Arnold. And if anybody rings, he's very good at messages, aren't you, darling? Can you manage that, please?
I'm awfully sorry, sir.
What? Well, nobody's fault. These things happen, and they're usually... Well, I've told you before, haven't I?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, sir, and thank you for a marvelous evening.
Huh?
I mean...
If you'd like to get into your night things, Mrs. Starling.
Yes.
No hurry. Ring the bell when you're ready.
Thank you.
She'll be all right, sir.
What? Oh, yes. Good Lord.
What do you hope for? Boy or girl?
Oh, I don't mind.
He does. He wants a boy.
Most of them do. It's a good thing they don't all get their way, or I'd soon be out of a job.
Nice girl.
Yes.
Yes. I'd say you were in good hands here.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Nice room, too.
Mm.
It's a nice of Dad to fork out, boy. Yes, when it's light, I expect you get quite a nice view. Yes, I see. Which way are we facing? The station that way, isn't it? This will be the cemetery. Well, it'll be nice and quiet. It's better than overlooking the road, I mean. Darling?
Hmm?
I don't mind if it's a girl, you know.
Don't you, George?
No, honestly, not a bit. I know I've been on a bit about wanting a boy. Well, I mean, the nurse said most fathers do, didn't she? I expected a sort of masculine pride, you know, someone to carry on the Starling name and all that rush. But quite honestly, darling, I'd be just as happy with a girl.
Well, that's good, darling.
Yes.
I mean, because whatever it's going to be, it's that already.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Well, I just didn't want you to worry.
Thank you, darling. Actually, I don't suppose it makes the slightest bit of difference, but ever since I knew I was pregnant, I've been trying to think masculine.
Have you, darling?
Yes. Well, I mean, every time something like lace or pink booties or ringlets floated into my mind, I sort of swept them away and thought about pipe tobacco and tweed and gorgonzola cheese. Yes, I know it's silly.
Well, risky, anyway.
Risky?
Well, if you do produce a girl, she's going to be very peculiar. Well, what's the form, do you think?
How do you mean?
Well, I feel a bit spare. I mean, is there anything I can do? What happens?
Well, I'm not too sure, George. It's the first time for me, too. Well, yes, you go, darling. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I don't want to leave you, but, you know, I don't really fit in now, do I?
No, you've done your bit, George.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
So you go to my Giles's party.
Good heavens, I'm not going to the party. I'm going to go straight home. Now, will you ring me? I mean, will someone ring me?
Of course they will, but if you gave them Miles's number, they could ring you there.
Darling, I don't want to share the news with a crowd of drunks. I want to be at home.
Well, you can stay here, of course, if you like.
What?
Well, some husbands do.
Well, yes. Well, you mean hang around?
And hold my hand.
During the...
Yes.
Yes. Well, I leave it to you, darling. The only thing is I might need someone to hold my hand. You know? I might keel over at the crucial moment.
I didn't really mean it, darling. So you just go and have a drink with Miles and enjoy yourself.
No, I'm going to go straight home and I'm going to wait.
Well, I'll be as quick as I can.
Well, not just for me, darling. I mean, you know... you don't say good luck, do you, on this sort of thing?
I don't mind.
No, well, good luck sounds a bit, you know... I'll just say, see you soon.
See you soon, darling.
Yes. And, good luck. Hello, what is it? Boy or girl? How is she? Everything all right? Do you want me around there?
It's Miles here, George.
Miles?
Well, I can deduce from your opening remarks that the baby hasn't made three yet.
No.
Well, it's 10 o'clock. Kate's taking her time, isn't she? Well, we're still going strong here. Why don't you pop round for a quick one? Have a quick two or three, if you like.
Oh, I'd love to, Miles. I'm sick of sitting here staring at the phone.
Well, come round then, and you can sit and stare at my phone instead. I don't suppose you fancy staring at anything else. And there's some very fancy stuff to stare at, I promise you.
Really? that doesn't interest me, Miles.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, you just come and stare at the phone, then.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give the hospital a ring first, see what they say.
Yeah, get an ETA, that's right.
ETA?
Yeah, estimated time of arrival. you know my new address, don't you?
Yes.
Good, fine. Right, well, I hope to see you then, George.
I hope so too, man. Cheers. Hospital. M-A-C... Who on earth is it?
Yes, I thought you'd be surprised, Mrs. Darling. Well, we've been to the hospital, you see.
What?
Yes, my husband insisted.
Mr. Hopkins?
Oh, you'd be surprised how sentimental he gets after a good dinner and half a bottle of burgundy. He insisted on calling in at the hospital. And then when we said that your wife was still in labor and you were at home, he insisted on coming down and giving you a word of cheer. Here he is. It takes him a while to get out of the car at this time of night.
Mrs. Darling, she's still at it, I expect you've heard.
Yes, it's awfully kind of you to think of us.
Oh, good heavens, I've been through it all myself, haven't I? Not likely to forget how a man feels on these occasions.
Would you care for a drink, sir?
It's very kind of you, Starling, seeing that my wife's driving. Just a quick brandy, if you have it.
Splendid, sir. Mrs. Hopkins?
No, just a coffee will do for me.
Coffee?
I'll make it.
No.
Now, you two go through and sit down.
No, really, I can't let you.
I'll do what you say, Starling. It's easier in the long run.
Brandy, sir.
Yes, just a small one. Thank you, Starling.
Well, I must say, sir, I'm delighted about this. I rather thought I'd blotted my copybook earlier on.
Good heavens, why?
Well, it was all a bit chaotic. This be enough, sir?
Enough? Good Lord, I could have a foot bath in there. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
No, it's been a delightful evening. Delightful. Took me right back to the good old days.
The good old days, sir?
Yes, I envy you, Starling. Wish we could have another child. Those early morning drives to the hospital. Marjorie sitting beside me, timing her, whatever you call them, sir. They're so brave.
They are, sir.
Times like that make you feel proud to be married to a woman.
Hey, very proud of these days.
At this very moment, you know, she's probably thinking about you.
Your wife, sir?
No, your wife.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Worrying about you, worrying about her. They're like that. Yes, I certainly envy you, Starling. I'll never do that wonderful dawn drive again. And then the drive home again. Back to the empty bedroom. Only an hour ago, you and she were lying there. And now it's just you here. She's there. And the bed's still warm.
And the long wait ahead.
What? Well, actually, Starling... Not a word to Marjorie. I always tell her that I went back and paced the floor all night till the hospital rang. In actual fact, I had a large brandy and an aspirin and fell into a swinish sleep.
Yeah. Would you do me a favor, sir?
Oh, certainly, Starling, certainly.
Would you keep your fingers crossed for a boy?
You want a boy, do you?
Yes, sir, I do very much.
Yes, yes, if she produces a girl, you run the risk of being outnumbered, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I know how you're feeling, Starling. Before my son arrived, I had a very long wait through four very long girls.
You must be a brave man, sir.
Oh, no, 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 I wouldn't say that, Starling. Patient, perhaps. Optimistic.
See, I desperately want someone to hand my cricket bat on to.
Yes, I know. I know, a son's a wonderful thing. I'd had 10 years of feminine domination, but before my boy was two, he was knocking those girls about.
Marvelous.
It's so different when you take them for a walk in the park. The girls make daisy chains or skip along singing Ring a Ring of Roses. But a boy's right in there, pulling a dog's tail, jumping over a keep off the grass sign. Mind you, to be honest, mine's 17 now, and from the back it's a little difficult to tell him from his sisters.
Well, I couldn't find the coffee, so I did a quick wash-up.
Oh, Mrs. Hopkins.
Don't be silly. The male's not particularly domesticated at the best of times, but when he's on the point of multiplication, a sink full of dirty crocks is the last thing he'd notice. Well, Arnold, I suppose we'd better be on our way.
Well, we can't leave poor old Starling just sitting here.
Arnold, I think I've illustrated all evening that I'm completely in sympathy with the male point of view, but if you've got to fly to Amsterdam tomorrow...
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you about that, Starling. I got that call at last. All's well. We've pulled it off out there.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks very much, dear boy. Thanks very much. But I only wish I had the chance of saying the same thing to you.
Yes, well, of course, I must say, sir, if I'd known it was going to take this long, I'd have slipped out of a party I was asked to tonight.
Party? Oh, what a shame.
Yes, well, you never know. The news might have come tonight while he was out.
Yes, but they could have rung him there, couldn't they? Oh, dear, I hate to hear somebody missing a party.
Yes, we know that, Arnold. But you'll be missing that plane tomorrow.
No, no, look, Starling, is this party fell in here?
Oh, yes.
Well, we could run him there.
Arnold?
Now, listen, Marjorie, you were all for providing the chauffeur-driven service for Mrs. Starling. I think it's the least we can do for the poor father.
Well, perhaps the poor father, Mr. Starling, doesn't want to go to the party.
Of course he wants to go to the party. I want to go to the party.
You haven't been asked.
Why, I'm only going to toy with a brandy for a couple of minutes in case a call comes through from the hospital. Now, Starling, you're sure they'll know where you are?
Oh, yes, I told Kate I've been asked. But she wanted me to go.
There you are then, Marjorie. We are making everybody happy. Look at young Starling enjoying himself over there. Aren't you glad we persuaded him?
Yes, very glad, Arnold. But you're now toying with your fifth brandy, and the telephone is still silent.
All right, all right.
And high as you are at this moment, you've got to be even higher in 7 hours' time.
All right, now, just let me say a word.
Say what?
Ladies and gentlemen...
Arnold, you are not at a board meeting now.
Stop tugging at my arm, dear. Ladies and gentlemen, before I leave, I would like to say a very grateful thank you to my host for so generously welcoming two gate crashers. At any time he wants to gate crash me, I shall be happy to reciprocate his hospitality.
Thanks, Miles.
Well, I think you've done yourself a bit of good there, haven't you?
A bit of good. At this rate, I'll be in line for a directorship.
The other thing I want to say before I leave is how sorry I am to have to go before my young friend and colleague Starling here.
Do call him George, sir. We all do.
My young friend George.
Directorship, you're practically chairman.
As I say, I have to leave before he hears whether he's got to go out and buy pink or blue booties. But I do hope you're here soon, George, and that when you do, it's that boy you want so much. But whichever it is, you ring me the moment you know. And a very good night to the rest of you.
Get in there, George. Go on.
What do you mean? Well, you can't put too much grease on the wheels of big business. And while you're spouting, I'll ring the hospital just to see if there's any news.
All right, that's fine, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, just a minute, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to thank Mr. Hopkins here.
Call me Arnold, George. My wife does.
Thank you, Arnold. And Mrs. Arnold. Mrs. Hopkins. They've both been wonderfully kind to me tonight, and, I just hope we all meet up again at the christening.
Just a minute, everybody, please.
George, I'm through to the hospital. I think there's some news.
What?
Over here.
Thanks. Hello?
Mr. Starling?
Yes?
It is Dr. Bennett. We've been trying to ring you, Mr. Starling. You weren't at home.
No, I'm at a party, but my wife knew the number.
She knew the old number, Mr. Starling. Apparently your friend has just moved.
What? Oh, yes, but I didn't think...
Well, congratulations, Mr. Starling. Your wife gave birth to a girl.
A girl? It's a girl!
Hey! Let's drink our health.
A girl? Well, look, can I come round straight away?
Well, I wouldn't advise it, Mr. Starling.
What? Why?
Well, the birth was over 2 hours ago. And when we couldn't contact you, your wife got rather upset. But don't worry, we gave her a sedative and she's sleeping soundly now.
2 hours?
And the baby's sleeping too, so I think the best plan will be to leave it till the morning.
2 hours?
As early as you like. Any time from 7 o'clock on.
Seven. Yeah, well, thank you. Goodbye.
Congratulations, George.
Congratulations.
What's the matter, old man?
I've been a father 2 whole hours.
What?
They had to give Kate sedatives and the baby's dropped off too.
But, George, didn't you leave my new number?
No, I didn't think of it.
I told you, Arnold.
What do you mean you told me?
I said he shouldn't go to the party.
He wanted to go.
No, he didn't.
He certainly did, didn't you, George?
Well...
You persuaded him to go.
I certainly did not. Did I, George?
Well... You'd have stayed at home otherwise, wouldn't you?
Well, I was at home, yes.
Yes, you see, Arnold?
Yes, but at the same time, to be fair to
Arnold?
Mr. Hopkins, to be fair to you, sir.
Thank you for your support, Mr. Starling.
Well, you put your foot in it there. That looks like the end of a beautiful friendship.
And the beginning of a beautiful childhood.
What?
My daughter's been in this world 2 hours, only 2 hours. And it's not only going to be 8 more hours before she sees her daddy, but when she does, her daddy will be on the dole.
This episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Prunella Scales as George and Kate Starling. Mr. Hopkins was played by Clive Morton, Mrs. Hopkins by Noel Hood, Miles Kelby by Edward D'Souza, Dr. Bennett by Frederick Treves, and his receptionist by Beth Boyd. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.